Well, quick turnaround here, on to San Diego. I haven't had a chance to look at the Miami game yet. Just trying to get some, get things started on San Diego and move along there. So get to that later on tonight or maybe early tomorrow morning. We'll see how it goes. But, of course, it's good to, go down there, play on the road, deal with all the conditions and all the things that we had to deal with and, come away with a win. So, it's great. It's good to be 1-0, but we got to put that behind us and turn our attention to the Chargers and, what they've done over the last, decade, really, the consistency that they've had as a team and, last year, their offense, their defense, they're well coached. They got a lot of good players. They've been very productive. We were pretty fortunate out there last year that we had, a lot of turnovers and some breaks go our way. So we've got a lot of work to do against a good football team, and we're just going to turn the page quickly and get on to them.
Bill, can you talk about the role that your strength and conditioning guys have when you play in conditions like that when it comes to keeping guys hydrated and keeping guys cramp-free, essentially?
I think it's a combination of things. We have a lot of people in our organization that, perform different roles relative to the care, treatment, and preparation of the physical part of our players. Our trainers, our nutritionists, our obviously our strength, and conditioning coaches. And so, all that's a complementary effort to try to get our team in condition, get them hydrated, keep them with, all the best things we can supply and, do all the things that, that we can to get their game performance, at an optimal level. And that also carries over into practice and the tempo that we practice at and the way the assistant coaches rotate the players and make sure that they're getting enough work or giving them extra work if they don't get enough during the practice and all those kind of things. So it's it's not really a one word answer. There are a lot of factors involved, and guys are in various situations or have been through the course of preseason as to how much they've been able to do, actually practice on the field or how much they've played in preseason games and so forth. And so some guys get that kind of conditioning one way, and other guys have to get it another if they've participated less. So,
Bill, from a competitive standpoint, when it's the third quarter late in the third quarter, early in the fourth, and you see their corners are cramping up, coming on and off the field, at that point, do you just say, kind of tell the offense to turn it up even more? I mean, does their cramping make you want to go faster, I guess?
Well, I think you have to be cognizant of where your players are at and where your team's at as well. And sure, you want to try to attack your opponent's weaknesses, and they're trying to attack yours. But part of that is doing what you can do, and make sure that those important things to be able to go out there and execute what you want to get done. And if you can't do it, then it could be the greatest idea in the world, but if you can't really go out there and do it, then it's not going to help you. So, we're playing a lot of the same guys, pretty much all the way. We didn't substitute a lot offensively, a little bit, but not really a lot. So, we had to monitor our guys as well. But, I thought we held up pretty well in the game, and I'm not sure exactly how Miami did or didn't do. I was more focused with what we're doing, although I saw some of their substitutions, but a lot of those guys ended up coming back in. Like JT went down there before the half, and he was right back out there, in the third quarter. So, sometimes that stuff clears up and sometimes it doesn't.
Bill, given the kind of unique challenges that are specific to this year with, the lack of an off-season program and everything else, were you pretty happy with the level of execution that your offense was able to come out with? I know a lot of people felt like that would be a difficult thing with the truncated time frame and everything else to get ready for week one.
It's definitely, as I said, pleased that we you know, could go down there and win as a team. There were things that we did well. There are certainly a lot of things we need to improve on and things we can do better. It's the first week of the season, and hopefully if we can practice well and continue to, you know, continue to do the right things in terms of preparation, and that our execution levels will improve as the season goes along. So, you know, yeah, some things went well, but I think, as I said after the game, I think we have a long way to go. There's a lot of things we need to do better, and that's really going to be our focus, is to work on the areas that we need to improve on and reinforce some of the things that we did well and try to continue doing those, but, again, try to do them at a little bit higher level. I mean, I really think we got a long way to go here.
I guess some people thought that the passing game would be one area where the timing might be a difficult thing to build and everything else. I mean, to have over 500 yards, I would think that would kind of affirm the work that the players did over the course of the summer and the efficiency with which you were able to get ready.
Yeah. Well, again, we'll see how it goes. I mean, that's one game, and we'll see how it goes in the coming weeks against different competition, teams that scheme us differently, teams that have had that game to look at. We'll see how we're able to do against, you know, other challenges. I don't think you can make too much out of one night, one way or the other.
Bill, with Copen going down and you know, looking like he's going to miss some time, he promoted Thomas Welsh. Does that sort of take care of the offensive line depth issues, or could you guys be looking at maybe evaluating some other guys in the interior of the offensive line?
No, well, that's something we do every week. We evaluate our roster and all our options every week, especially early in the season when there are more options available. You know, kind of with each succeeding week, our options start to diminish. The players that are available, that number decreases and so forth. But every week we're looking at the players on our practice squad. We're looking at, you know, other players. That's what our personnel department does. You know, it's a continuous evaluation of personnel and options. And if you feel like there's a way that you can improve your team, then I think you consider it. Sometimes you make a move, sometimes you don't, but that's something that Nick Asario and his personnel staff do on a weekly basis. And we talk about it in the early part of the week and talk about potential moves and workouts and things like that, just to try to make sure that we have enough depth to play the upcoming game or games.
We'll take a final question for Coach, and then Nick Casario will be next.
Mentioned, you know, there's still work to do, obviously, on both sides of the ball, but offensively, obviously 620 yards is a lot of yards. What can you give us a little bit more clarification on where the areas that you think work to be done offensively?
There's a lot of areas. We had the ball on the one-yard line ready to score a touchdown and ended up getting knocked out of field goal range and couldn't get a field goal before the half. We really weren't able to close out the game at the end of the game with a couple first downs that we could have made. We stalled out there, you know, after the second quarter. And so the good thing was offensively, you know, whenever Miami scored or started change the momentum in the game a little bit, our offense was able to come back and drive the ball and score points and make a big, you know, change that momentum around. And so that was great. But, we still had things that we need to do better. There were some things that, you know, we got away with some substitutions. You know, at times Miami, I don't think, was where they wanted to be, or there was, you know, something on their side of the ball that wasn't quite right. I mean, and that's great. We could take advantage of it, but those opportunities won't always be there. And I'm sure as teams get more experience with their communication and get further into the season, you see less and less of that. So just trying to keep ironing out all the little details, and that's really all the way across the board. It's offense, defense, special teams. There's always things on every play, even good plays, that you know, a lot of times aren't done quite properly, and had the defense or the offense been in a different play or done things a little bit differently, then we would have had a problem. So, you know, you keep correcting those and try to get as many things right as possible. But I would include every position on that. I mean, again, the coaching staff, you know, all of us. I mean, we all did plenty of things in that game that we need to do better. You know, we need to – some things we need to coach better and be more efficient on the sideline in our communications and so forth. It was our first regular season game, and like I said, it was nice to come out of it with a win, but, you know, we know each week it's going to get tougher, and especially with the Chargers this week. I mean, they're a real good football team. We're going to have to do everything right, and that – starts from the, you know, the coaching staff and the players and all the other people associated with the team, you know, all the way through. We've got to try to make our operation as tight and at as high a level of performance as we possibly can. And there's a lot of room to improve there.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Thank you,
Coach. Thank you. All right, thank you. See you tomorrow.